wow. Blessings, everyone. Grand day to all. We want to thank BBS first and foremost. Love you, Don and Doug and Thomas, the subscribers and listeners. So just we give you big hugs. Really, we love you guys. Thank you. Blessings, ladies and gentlemen here. How are you all today, girls and beautiful merman? How are y'all?
Doing great. Wonderful.
Fantastic. Woohoo!
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Yeah.
Yeah. Get it, Bo.
Love it.
Yes, I agree. Wonderful day.
And someone, guys, has a birthday tomorrow. Is that you, Omi?
It is. Girl.
Yes. Happy belly button day, girl.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Should we spare you the happy birth? No.
Maybe if you pick up the pace a little bit. Or how about the Beatles? Da 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 da. They say it's your birthday.
Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to it. I love birthdays. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks, BBS.
Love you, Omi. Here's an interesting thing. I decided to add a disclaimer here. Zaya, you had a beautiful disclaimer at the last show, and it really inspired me to throw this in. Since this topic, guys, is immaculate perception, spirit senses, DNA, exploration of our own immaculate sensuality. So in all aspects. So to do this disclaimer, this content is created to be an in-depth, introspective exploration of our concepts. But our concepts are truly driven by our heartfelt passion, curiosity, and research into the topic of DNA and immaculate perceptions. It is intended for empowerment, education, and enjoyment. Because after all, we know, guys, that knowledge is power. It's golden. Please engage with it as you see fit, taking what resonates with you and leaving the rest. So I just kind of wanted to throw that out there, guys, because it could get a little, as Zosia would say, our beautiful soul sister, Zosia, it can get a little salty. So hey, take it away, Omi.
All right. Hello, 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 everyone. I'm so grateful to be here. I want to express my deep appreciation for BBS and Hummy and Mermaid for creating a platform for us to explore topics that aid in, you know, remembering our true, organic, and authentic nature as spirit beings. You know, it's truly an interesting time to be here now. And there are so many things, different topics that's coming online as we create a new, true, more authentic timeline of based off of source creation. So with that, I'm noticing a common wave. Observing that the consciousness of the collective is, we're exploring DNA in such a huge way. And as we delve in deeper, we're beginning to take notice to what isn't true and authentic to us. It's very important. The DNA topic is so important because we've been calling ourselves human beings, but have we really been human beings? Have we been that? And we're noticing that a lot of the materials and the things that we do are not necessarily true to who we are. So in that, the X chromosome, the XY chromosome, we're noticing that it is playing a role. It's the role, their roles are coming clear to us of what it is that is happening and going on, has been going on in our experience as humans. So I do want to add another disclaimer to this to say that when we're speaking of the XX chromosome and the XY chromosomes, when it comes to DNA, it has nothing to do with gender. Nothing. It is about DNA, but not gender. We have been conditioned to kind of combine the two, but it's not that. It's almost like the movement of energy and us putting intention into how the energy moves in order for us to experience. So I came across, I'm kind of all over the place. I'm going to try to keep it together here. I would like to know, would it be okay if I played an audio from YouTube? Is that okay?
It should be. Oh gosh, I'd say go for it. Tom,
Okay.
we good to go?
Okay.
Oh.
I think you need to ask Thomas
Yeah.
because of
Yes.
copyright.
Yes, that's what I want to make sure. Is
Is
it copywritten?
it?
I am not sure. So perhaps I'll hold off. I was wondering about that. But we explored, no problem.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Yes, there is music in it. No worries. I will definitely hold off on that. Thank you. Thank you so much. But we're exploring the XX chromosome as well as the XY chromosome and the difference between the two. Now, I'm feeling like I'm going all over the place. If anyone wants to chime in, feel free, because I kind of lost myself with that now that I can't
You're
share
not only
it.
you're perfect, and maybe if you can feel into, if you recollect, if you will, some of what the YouTube, what you were bringing forth to that. But in the interim, I love the aspect of you bringing up the intention. The X and Y chromosome is not so much regarding the female and male, but so much the energy flow. And the intention, depending on that immaculate perception, it just brings me full circle in that because perceiving from what angle, the heart or the mind angle, depending
Yes.
on if we're utilizing the DNA, which I didn't really preface, but for the people dot space, there's a beautiful article called Fly Free. And wow, did that express it express a lot of that concept. That was dated 12 May, by the way, guys, for anyone out there who wants to reference that article. But in essence, from my point of view, when you read about how we, as Shakespeare, I'll just say all the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players, right? So in essence, it highlights that quote from Shakespeare, if you will, highlights what the initial for the people dot space fly free article is about, is that we're the producer, we're the director, we're all. And in our movie creation, we're everything. We create, we're the divine creators. Yet with DNA being added to what you just said, I'm not what human are we? I often reference what type of human are we? And are we coming from our authentic intelligence or artificial intelligence? And what is artificial was manipulated through our DNA. I'm just trying to feel into the article and kind of get it to wrap up. Corinne wrapping up. Oh my goodness.
Okay.
But the last thing I'll say is when they brought up in the people for the people dot space fly free article, there's a quote that did say that we've been told our DNA provides instructions for a body's genetic inheritance, but what we're not told is that inheritance is for more than physical. So all the energy, Oni, that you were bringing about and setting the intent, is fascinating on the X and Y chromosome, because really it is about the energy. I love that. And by the way, just last thing, XY, I was, Bo, you and I were discussing it, but when you look at that, the XY chromosome is, I know you didn't want to bring up, but the female gender, so to speak, and the XY is the male, and the XX is the female. I find it interesting that why isn't a male YY, if that makes sense. I just, you've got two X's there. You got an X and Y for a male. And the manipulation of it all. And there you go. The energetics is perfect, because even when you look up genetic inheritance, which I did just for the heck of it actually states, I mean, this is what's out there. Genetic inheritance is the process by which genetic information is passed from parents to their offsprings through genes or generation, as Fly Free article pointed out for the people dot space, right? I just g genetic information is passed from parents to offsprings through genes, which are segments of DNA. But these genes carry instructions. Now, get this, for traits like eye color, height, or dis-ease, susceptibility, they go on. But basically, what it's saying is it references only the physicality. And even doctors will reference, not all, but most, when they're doctoring you, that in essence, they'll reference, well, it's inherent, like the big C, like cancer. Oh, did your parents have cancer? Did your mom ever? Did your brother, sister, mother? And when they never reference the energetic aspect that can move into the physical. So, I love it. Okay, go for it, Omi. I apologize.
No, bows up. Go ahead, Bo. You have
Oh, you go, girl.
it.
So I think, Hami, that you're saying that it's not just the physical that is inherited through the DNA, but it's also the generational trauma. As referring back to that article, they talked about all the wars that your predecessors, I'll put that in air quotes, have gone through. Like I teach my granddaughter and homeschooler, and I brought said something about the Nazis, and she's heard about them, but she didn't really know. So we didn't do a deep dive, but we went into, the whole supposed takeover by Hitler, et cetera, et cetera. And then I told her that not only was my dad in World War II, he was a pilot. My mother was a teenager during the Nazi takeover in Munich, Germany. So they both went through that trauma. And my father's father and my father's brother were also, well, my father's brother was in World War II. My grandfather was in World War I. And who knows, beyond that. And there's a lot of other salty stories in my family. But I think a lot of it is not just the physicality, like you were talking about, but it's also the trauma that has never been addressed. And we inherit that as well as what we look like. And I will pause on that one.
Yeah, it's what Amitran says, that we are living our ancestor stories. And speaking of the video, I listened to it as well. And the video is talking about the XX chromosome being the original. It's interesting how these terms are coming across, being the original blueprint of DNA or our experience here, and then the XY chromosome playing the role of the distorted. So if the way I'm looking at it is just like the, I believe I read a little bit of Harry Potter article last time, where the article is saying that there was an original DNA that was tinkered with over time, over and over and over again, that is the DNA that we're having our experiences through. And this DNA is what's housing the epigenetics. Now, put it, I'm sensing that based on this particular video, if the XX is the original and the XY is the distorted, then to me, that would mean the reason is an XY and not a YY, because the X is the original source creation blueprint, and perhaps the Y created the distortion that created the filter or the overlay or the hijacking of the original DNA. Because if it's true that that's a distorted experience, then I would think that that would be housing the emotions, epigenetics, material, all that information that we are picking up and living out without living our authentic selves, if that makes sense. So, Omi, I don't know if you want to pick up from that, because that was part of the video. If I jack that up a little bit, you can fix it.
Yeah, thank you, sisters. Yes, so could it be with the Y being a distorted frequency, which the video suggests, is that the Y is a distorted frequency. And again, we are not speaking of gender. We're speaking of the movement of energy or frequencies and vibration, not gender. This is beyond that. Because when we are in our true nature, we are beginning to remember that we're reading emotions and not looking at the physical makeup of a human being. So with that, when we, I always lose myself, you guys. I get so excited being here and discussing these things.
Oh, you do incredible. My God, I love this. And thank you, Zyempo, for all this. Yeah, so much beautiful info. Go for it, Omi. You are great.
Thank you. I keep losing my thought. What I was going to say. Oh, the Y energy, the Y chromosome. Zaya and I discussed, could the Y chromosome, by it being a distortion, could it be what creates the mind energy? Could that be the mind matrix? And that's how we are, when we're living from the, not living from our heart space, which we will be in the XX matrix versus the mind matrix, which is the XY, and it will prove, it can be proven by the way people live their lives and their, and the things that they do, whether gender, male or female, it doesn't matter. But could the Y, what if we're adding gender to, gender was added to as another form of distortion to frequency, that chromosomes are more of a frequency than they are, than they have to do with gender. Okay, I'm done. If that makes sense.
It does. And perhaps, you know, perhaps the, when it comes to gender, the one of the genders became the carrier. So for example, if we're looking at, as we discussed last week, about the egg versus the sperm, perhaps because they are saying that the male is the XY and the female is the XX. Perhaps the male is the carrier of that DNA. He's the carrier of the energetic or the information that is actually the mind program. So walk with me on this. This is not saying men are evil. That's not what I'm saying. I'm talking about the transfer of information. So if we look at the, okay, let's start with spirit. Okay, we all who are spirited beings are connected to our, the spirit is animating the body, and the connection is the silver cord, right? So when a baby is developing in the mother's womb, that baby is also connected by a cord called the placenta. So we have identified two different forms of a life force that provides this sustainability of life here, right? So you got spirit, silver cord, mother, baby, umbilical cord. The umbilical cord is the lifeline from the mother to the baby. So let's backtrack to the egg. What if the egg is houses the original DNA from the creators who created this life itself experience here, which was the original DNA creation? What if the sperm is the implanting of the distorted DNA, which would be the mind matrix? That's just a thought. Go ahead, Bo.
Go ahead, Bo.
Well,
Yeah.
I'm
Hey, go ahead.
going back to when Omi was talking about original DNA and moving. I'm going to move to the recent past and then go back. So during COVID, Klaus Schwab came out and he said, "I just wrote a book. It's called The Great Reset." He was coming out right out in public and talking about resetting humanity, the way the World Economic Forum, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, thought we should go. So right there in front of everybody, in front of the world, they were talking about a reset. So now we back up. How many resets have we had from that original XX chromosome? Different folks say different timing. There is a gentleman who we've mentioned before, especially Hami and I, Claudio Nocelli, who's said that we've been reset, humanity's been reset at least 7 times. So that means we've been stepped on from the original creation, which we are all beings of light. We are not even physicality. But when we came into this realm to experience physicality, we were created a physical body. And from that original XX, how many times have we been stepped on? How many times has our DNA been tinkered with? And to wrap it up, I'm just going to say the very last cue drop on the cue boards. The very last thing it said was protect your DNA. Not, and they're not, in my opinion, that's not saying DNA is good or bad. It says protect what you have now. And it was a wake-up call. And this was during COVID. The last cue drop was I think December 2020. So, were they talking about the mRNA, which is the COVID shot? And we're getting a little, that's a little spicy, I think, to talk about this, but I think it's important because they are saying now that that vaccination actually changes a person's DNA makeup. So, is that the reset? And how many times have we been reset? And I will leave it at that.
Bo, you know we do spicy over here. We do seasoned conversations. Okay.
Girl, we'll do some Cajun spice. How's
Right.
that?
I go ahead,
Well, I
cut.
don't know. This
Yeah.
is a great topic. And thank you, ladies. But thinking double X chromosome is a woman and an XY is a man. Okay, not to be gender focused here, but does that mean we all came from a double X mother on Earth? We all did. Are they the source? Is double X source in a way for all of us on Earth today?
Well, mer
Yes,
yeah.
we all come from a
Yes.
double X
Yes.
source or mother. So kind of makes me think, yeah. And then there's combinations of X and XY, well, XY, being a man, and then there's the combinations of XXY for some males mostly and others. But just made me think that double X is our source of women. I mean, they are our source on Earth. And that's just, I don't know, just that's very
Well,
simple, but it's, and everything
yeah.
else. And then, one the way I understand chromosome is that the egg is always an X, right? So the sperm is what comes and tells X or Y. So Y be, it is the determining factor in a lot of cases. It's the sperm that comes in and Y, men with an XY, men are, we have our different traits, defensive and we're more warlike and aggressive and anger a lot of times and less in balance in a personality, but something than a woman might be. But that may be the reasons that men are so different and warring and more ego driven. I think that is the ego driven is being more warlike and defensive. But in the early days, as a very primitive being, that was necessary to protect yourself, possibly. But then maybe it's, nowadays it's really interfering with us in our society today, because we don't have to be defending ourselves against large, hairy beasts of mammoths and whatever, for men, I'm speaking. So, but anyway, I just a comment, just a thought. I'm just exploring at this point.
Merman, I know a couple men that are large hairy beasts, I just have to say.
I was
Yeah, they can grow a beard overnight, that
going
kind of
to say.
thing.
You got, yeah,
Not me.
and did not Q say that mermaid created our universe, right? So, but yet this, guys. So I'll just throw this out, honey, because you reminded me of that. For the people in Norse mythology, remember, that's the it was dated 18 March of this year. It's called Norse mythology on for the people dot space. But Odin, I'm literally quoting this. Odin, also known as Odin or Woden, or Woden, Woden, father of creation, is a very significant spirit to this earth. He was and still is the protector of this planet, along with his king dragon, and the Vikings. He's also the creator of this planet. His spirit animated this earth, giving it life. So this, even as salt as we are, I would say we are still honoring all for y'all out there who are listening. We honor the divine male as well. Zaya, you brought up a beautiful and only. Oh my goodness, this is great. And Bo, this y'all brought up beautiful aspects of the XY versus, XX and the distortion aspect of that video. It's a brilliant concept because why not explore the aspect of male possibly being the that Y aspect being the distortion, or the combination of the XY being the distortion,
The modifier.
where, yeah, the modified, thank you, Merman, because the modification of what aspect of we are now, or what version of human are we, what, via our DNA, and look, by the way, our physicality. Go to Sumeria, and you have the Agigis. So in the Sumerian text, they're teeny beings that were, they predated us, and they were the slave race to these Anunnakis, right? Or the Na Anaks. But they predated, and they were teeny. Well, look at the giants that existed once on this plane of existence. I'm making a leap here, but the combination of our aspect of our body housing that light, housing a life force energy, could it be, in essence, guys, from the teeny to the huge, that it's very dependent upon a body's creation and via source, and no DNA manipulation, because we can go on about hybridization. I mean, off-world beings who had expressed it in ancient texts like the Enuma Elish, the Creation of Humanity story. I mean, there are many. The Mahabharata. We can keep going, but up to now, where you had deep underground military bases like Dulce and Area 51, those are the popular known ones that have been documented. But they created these hybridized beings. Who's they? Dark. The dark. And so they manipulated it to like the X and Y chromosome.
The
Similar, it
combination
reminds me of this, the
of
combination,
X and Y, yeah.
yeah,
Very
that
cool.
is manipulated
Yep.
to the point where we are now bypass the heart. What's a heart bypass? So it's tapped to the mind, and now we're led by our mind when we are the portal, we're the creators, we are. Our perception through our heart energy,
Right.
we can bypass or step into our light, and we can just illuminate our bodies and say, forget the DNA manipulation anymore. Even, okay, last thing is, on Odin's treasure, dated 5-3, they even then, it is stated in that article on For the People called Odin's Treasure. Even with 24 strands of DNA activated, the human form is still limited. With no DNA, you become a vehicle of sorts capable of any miracle imagined. That's, yeah.
Well, just a real quick couple of thoughts. So the double X chromosome in male or female, against, are we saying, are we thinking that it has more capability of light, of seeing, of having light and being driven by the heart, and that the Y chromosome might be the modifier to reduce the light, which is mostly males, and then take other traits on, other than being as open to the light and maybe dark, having a little darkness in that for the male. But then knowing that through the millenniums of history of the women, maybe that's why the women were always repressed from leaders, because they contained more light with the and just like DNA, chromosomes are in every cell. And so you brought up the point of the RNA modifying vaccine. Well, RNA modifies the DNA, and so we have modified. We're no longer of our organic or authentic self as soon as you get that, because you're modifying your DNA. What you do to chromosomes and DNA, they're all they're the modifiers of us, and they control our perception of the world and our macular perception of our reality overall, of whatever combination we have. But I agree with the RNA modifying shot, that it changed us. It changes who's ever had that shot, and or multiples of it. to a point that you're no longer authentic in your normal DNA or RNA. Or and hey, protect the chromosomes just like protect your DNA, same kind of
Yeah.
thing. But anyway, I yield.
I want to jump in real quick to say mermaid, that merman, that is where I was sensing as far as the abuse and of women throughout, eternity. Not to say that men weren't, but we definitely can see throughout many religions and sectors of society that women have been under the thumb, so to speak. And then if we're looking at what we have been told, and flipping it, okay, so we've learned of this God of the Matrix who's considered to be a he. And so if we flip everything, then if we're looking at gender, then that would, if the truth is on the flip side, then that would make the God or the creator of this realm a she. And then going back to what I mentioned earlier about the lifeline, all life, every being has come through the woman because the egg is the child. The sperm isn't the child and it doesn't give life. It went, some people say that it gives life, but I'm not going to say it doesn't. I'm going to say my feeling it is that it doesn't. Some people say it fertilizes, but if that's true, that it fertilizes the egg, then you fertilize something that's already alive. I have plants that I fertilize because they're alive. That just gives them extra nutrients, which is extra information. So if we're looking at it in that way, with the umbilical cord being the life that's given to the child from the heart of the mother and the child, the egg being the child, all life is passing through the woman. Oh, Bo, go ahead, Bo.
So before I say what I was going to say a while back, what you just said, Zaya, about, I'll just say the Christian God, but it's not just the Christian God because it's also in Judaism and in Mohammedanism, in Islam, is the male God. And when I was a little girl, I said, "I don't get it, mommy. How can God be the creator of everything when everything needs the woman to be a creation?" Even when I was a little girl, I knew that. And I think we all do. But what I was going to originally say is one thing that's I feel is important for me to remember is that not only are we not our ego or our personality, we are not those things. We are not our physicality. And if we are not our physicality, does DNA even have a play on us other than to keep us in a prison, if you will, connecting back to that generational trauma and all the other things we've been talking about, is the DNA even necessary? According to the article, I can't remember. Corinne, you seem to, oops, honey, you seem to be really good at it.
Okay, fly free.
Advanced.
Fly
Okay,
free.
Corinne. Oh, no, I don't remember what I was going to say. Dang it.
Yeah, you were talking about the
Anything.
traumas and the energetic.
Yeah. You
Yeah.
repeat. I don't remember because I said your name. Anyway, we are in our bodies, and that's really all we were entrapped here, as light, as beings of light, we were entrapped in this physical realm that we are in now, that this is third dimension, if you will, but that's not who we are. We are beings of prime creation. And one other thing I wanted to say is that in almost every pagan religion, it is the goddess who is revered. It is not a god. So I will leave it at that.
Well, Bo, I'm gonna jump on your point, and I was trying to find the part in the article, and I'm not sure if I'm on the right article, but no, we do not need DNA to have this experience. Amitron says that all the time. And also, the article that I was going to pull up, it says that Buddha had no DNA. I believe Jesus was stripped of his DNA. As Q says all the time, he has very little DNA. From what I gather, oh man, I can't find the article. I wish I could because I'd read it. But from what I gather, there was an original DNA that was created for us to have the experience here. So I'm looking at it. Okay, going back to the computer. It's how I make sense of things, y'all. Okay, so let's go back to the computer. And if our bodies are the computer, I'm looking at perhaps DNA playing somewhat like an operating system. So in order to have this experience here as an adventure, being in this simulation as it was originally created for us to come and have an adventure like a Club Med, go on vacation, go relax, whatever, make your own world. There are no limits. You can do what you want to do. It took the original DNA, perhaps, as the operating system that's within us in order to have that experience. Well, here comes the darkness that infuses the original DNA with darkness in the filters to create its own world called the Matrix that has rerouted us from being in our heart using the original platform, which is the original operating system, the original DNA, the space that we have to create. It infiltrates it, reroutes our attention from our heart to our mind. And that is that tinkered with or that distorted energetic that Omi opened up with. Does that make sense?
Yes,
Makes
Aya.
all the sense.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
What you
Yeah.
said.
Oh my gosh.
It's how
And
we perceive the world.
you know what?
So,
Yeah.
yes.
you know, the
And that's why, Hummy, remember I really started off with beginning this one in the beginning to speak of spirit. And how spirit experiences the world, but it goes hand in hand because once we understand who we are not, according to the DNA filters that have been put upon us, we can kind of delve into what spirit is and how spirit is experiencing life through us. In its authenticity. So it made sense to discuss the XX chromosome, XY chromosome before we can dive into how spirit experiences the 3D world. I was going to mention Amitron mentioned that the true authentic human being only has three energy bodies. And from the time he was doing clearings, we had 108. Where would those energy bodies come from? Where they would have to come from a DNA or something like I always call the mind an aftermarket an aftermarket technology, of sorts. So I'm done.
No, very well. Just to
Beautiful.
come, yeah, the instruction sets that we're given for our perception of the world, whether we operate from the heart and to know what we know and what we feel, rather than the emotional side of the head and the drama and reaction and that we use when we're in mind energy. The chromosomes are a basis for that. Instructors having their own instruction set, whatever combination you have, as well as the DNA, as I think you've discussed here. They both play in that perception of the world, what we see our reality, whatever we make our reality out of, but how we perceive the world and how we operate from the heart or the mind. So
Perfect.
they're both instruct they're both having their instruction sets that are filtering us, controlling us, or whatever way, or is what they play both together, the DNA and the chromosomes together, which I had never thought about before you ladies started talking about this.
And you don't owe me, and you brought up three energetics. So the spirit, from what Ron Amatron, the creationlightship.com, for all of y'all listening or out there, that it would behoove one truly to get on there. It's not necessarily to do, you can listen to sample clearings, but and apply them and feel them from your heart and recognize that they're indeed doing what they say, what Ron Amatron says. And ultimately, it's up to you to recognize all of those clearings that you only brought up that occurred, that can be cleared, that were blockages based on the energetic fields that became our physicality. So those three energetics, the spirit that looks out through our eyes from our heart, the portal to a direct portal, so to speak, right to source. But then there's the emotion, the body, the mind of the body. I feel that Ron Amatron's talking about the emotional aspect, and then the body itself. So therein lies, we bring in from the physicality through our DNA that becomes blockages to us and becomes the physicality to us, which plays into the 3D, so to speak, matrix. So I just kind of wanted to add that because only that was really beautiful. And to Zaya, really, this is beautiful because once we recognize this, we can remove and clear these emotional energies, right? What Omi brought up, because the question is, how does one help oneself, right? So we can get assistance from a professional. So there's an amazing light being out there. I'm going to call her light being. Such as Lucia Nicola Evans, and you could get on her website, lucianicolaevans.com, to assist one in doing these clearings. Creation Lightship was meant, as Q told me on a one-on-one a while back, so to speak, that it was designed for you to recognize how many codes were embedded in us, and what was embedded in, and we can't visually see these types of energetic codes. So you can assist yourself and look through Lucia Nicola Evans, go from there and assist. If you choose, you can go through Q's methodology, which is, one can listen to BBS radio archive shows, right? Like PRQ, Timelines, Inspire with Q, and here Use methods. One is, I command my spirit, the first one, to remove all thoughts from my mind and put them into my heart now. Another, I command my spirit to bring all my life force energy into me now. Another is light body energy. I command my spirit, you're the captain of your vessel. All of us are. In the end, we choose. We make the choice. We can bypass our DNA, guys. We're in ascension time, if you will. And we can bypass. We can do this. We make the choice. We're the creators. We're the producers. We are the inspirers of our own play, our movie, our set, through our perception of source. Or a perception of dark.
Yes, so what I hear you saying is that no matter what we've been set dealt with, our chromosomes, our DNA instruction sets that have been applied to us, we can modify those. By those, by going within, with finally Q's instruction
Absolutely.
and path, and going within and reprogramming our instructions to, and I think it's beautiful. But and again, I think it's kind of strange. Maybe this explains why we have 10 to 1 female to males involved with the Q listening, and there's so much more. The XX chromosomes, the women, they're so much more open to these concepts and going within than men have been. I'm not saying that, I mean, I 10 to 1 or whatever, but it's a large women than male, and maybe the but we're all modifying. We're all, and it is the choice whether you want to change in your perception by going within versus, looking outward, as so many people do with other aspects. But anyway, I yield because I know we need to sum up. Thank you. Thank you, Ami.
Oh, yeah, I love you.
Yes, I'm sorry. Do you mind if I just
Please.
chime in really quickly? For anyone out there, I would like to share what has helped me over the years. Also, of course, the commands. Thank you, Hummy. And but it's also changing how you identify yourself, and not necessarily to identify. But what was very helpful for me over the years to actually truly love myself and go through to have self-worth, I started to notice that I was a spirit. I took notice and observed, and it resonated with me more and more. So when I removed attention from the physical aspect, which is our very lower, I'm just using lower as a, not as a judgment, but it's the lesser of what we are. And if we were to change the way that we perceive ourselves, it starts to expand, and our spirit begins to expand in that. We become more and more of our spirit. And I just wanted to share for anyone out there who's listening, that has been very helpful for me, is to really see myself as a spirit navigating this realm versus this physical being. I yield.
Thank you, Omi, for that. We have like 2 minutes or less. Bo, I just quickly, it was Q drop 4966 on 27 November 2022.
22.
Yeah, what is coded in your DNA? Who put it there? Why? Thank you for bringing this. This is brilliant. Thank you, Bo. Mankind is repressed. We will be repressed no more. Information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. Information is power. How do you protect your DNA? There is a war for your DNA. Protect your DNA. Ascension.
Ascension. I
You.
love that last word.
Yes, guys. So with that, I love you all. You guys are, oh, you're amazing. You make it. You are the show, the movie,
Where's time go?
you're beautiful, right? Our infinite devoted love goes to Q and Mermaid Asha, Ron Amatron, and the Q team. I always say Q the Storm Rider, Q Trump, and all the dragon and Q dragon warriors, right? All of them. The archangels and angels, they're all Q. Source, divine light of the light. Here, Q Homesteading is next. And please check out our podcast sites and all the PRQ radio shows today, guys. Merman and I are so grateful to you all, the Power Pack soul host, Zaya, Bo, Omi. Y'all are so powerful and beautiful. We love you, sisters. And all you listeners, we love you all.
Hummy,
Yes.
may I plug my show
Oh,
tomorrow
go,
at
girl, go.
4 o'clock Central Time, Down and Dirty with Idaho Bo and Vivacious Vic? We're going to be talking about permaculture.
Oh,
Come join us.
yay,
Thank you,
yes,
everybody.
I'll
Love y'all.
love you,
love
BBS. Love
you,
y'all.
Donnie and Thomas.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.